With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden ending his re-election bid after weeks of growing pressure from the Democrats to step aside. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
3.5 weeks after a dismal debate performance that raised serious questions about Joe Biden's mental and physical health, the president is withdrawing from the 2024 election. In a letter posted online, he said serving as president has been the greatest honor of his life, but said ending his re-election campaign is in the best interest of the Democratic Party and the country. Mr. Biden also announced his endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris to be the party's nominee. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secret Service says it did deny some past requests from the Trump campaign for tighter security.
After the July 13th assassination attempt on Donald Trump while he was speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania.
Take a look at what happened.
The Secret Service denied rejecting requests from his team for increased security. Now the agency acknowledging it had turned back some requests in the years before the shooting in which Trump says a bullet pierced his ear and a rally attendee was killed. House Speaker Mike Johnson on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos says the job of the Secret Service is protection.
It's the number one job of the Secret Service, not anything else. And I think Director Cheadle has shown the world and said that she has different priorities. She needs to go.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle expected to appear Monday at a congressional hearing on the matter. I'm Julie Walker.
At least two people killed in Ukrainian strikes on the partly Russian-occupied Donetsk region. Ukraine's air defenses, meanwhile, intercepting 35 of 39 drones launched by Russia. Russia says its troops have taken control now of two new villages. This is SRN News. Insurance companies dropping churches.
A surge in national disasters is putting a lot of financial pressure on firms that insure the nation's houses of worship, and some are opting to cancel policies. Baptist Press reports that congregations in Texas are especially vulnerable to being dropped after a series of storms, floods, and freezes. Many insurance companies are also still trying to recover from the pandemic, which forced them to make big payouts and taxed resources. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas being sued for rejecting petitions in favor of a proposed ballot measure to scale back the state's abortion ban. Supporters want the state Supreme Court to order officials to start counting 100,000 signatures. State says organizers did not comply with the law regarding documentation submitted by paid canvassers. The proposed ballot measure would not make abortion a constitutionally protected right in Arkansas. This is SRN News. Democrats in the state legislative majority rejecting the New Mexico governor's so-called crime plan.
Democrats shun Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's proposals to enhance criminal penalties, restrict panhandling, and expand involuntary detention and treatment for mental health problems. The legislature instead passed a bill to expand pilot programs for voluntary treatment of people with severe mental illness and addiction problems, and a $100 million emergency aid package for wildfire recovery. Republicans found common cause with the second-term Democratic governor in her push for criminal justice reforms ahead of the November elections. John Scott reporting.
Early morning violence in the city of brotherly love. Three men have been shot and killed, six others wounded. That after a gathering in Philadelphia got out of control. More than 100 people were there. More details at SRNnews.com.